I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
I was looking for a young woman by the name of Hazel.
This is she?
Hazel, how are you? My name is Frank. And I live in the same condominium as you do.
Oh, hi.
You drive a white Volkswagen of some sort?
Yes.
Ah, yes. Okay. Then I've found the right person. And I've got to say that I'm a little disappointed.
What? I'm sorry. I don't understand.
I've had my eye on you this last weekend. I was just in the garage picking up some garbage, and I saw you and a gentlemanly fella in your car being overly amorous. Do you know what amorous means?
Yes.
Yeah, it means honking a few horns that aren't on the car.
Okay.
And I saw you two honking each other's horns.
That was just me and my boyfriend kissing in my car.
Ah, okay. I see what's going on here. You think you can get one over on old Frank. Well, I've got to tell you, I know a thing or two about what lovemaking looks like. I've got Hulu, for God's sakes.
Oh, okay.
And there are all kinds of programs on there where people are getting naked. And I've seen every single one of them.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. We didn't know anybody was watching, and to be honest, it's kind of creepy that you kept watching.
Well, I did because I wanted to make sure that I was seeing what I thought I was seeing because I don't see very well these days, but I can see well enough to know what getting it in looks like. And you were
okay.
Getting it in, weren't
you? No. We weren't.
I want your parents' phone number. That's why I'm really calling.
I don't know how old you think I am, but like, no, I'm old enough to know.
You're too young to be doing that in a Volkswagen Bug in our condominium parking lot.
I'm an adult, okay?
Well, adults don't do Mexican push-ups with their boyfriend in the parking garage.
What are you even talking about? Look,
Mexican push-ups.
Stop telling me all these perverted phrases. Ew.
If you're talking about the phrase Mexican push-ups, I would argue that that's not a perverted phrase. That's a phrase we used back in the war. And I am a veteran of the United States military, and I did a lot of Mexican push-ups in my day.
Oh, my gosh. Ew.
Me and my whole platoon would take furlough and go into town and perform all the Mexican push-ups we could.
Too much information, Frank.
You want much information, try seeing your platoon leader right next to you performing some Mexican push-ups. That's exactly what I said. I said, that is gross, Morty. You stop talking to me when you're doing that. But that's beside the point, young lady.
Oh, my gosh. Please just stop calling. Just hang up the phone.
I will, but I have to check on something or I wouldn't feel right. Are you using protection?
I don't even know you. No, we're not having this conversation.
Next time you're with your boyfriend, I want you to remember Frank's words. Better wrap it before you tap it. Uh-huh. Cover it in a blankie before it gets angry. All right. Well, this is a prank phone call, and I'm going to let you go now. Yeah, this is a prank phone call. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your boyfriend Steve set you up.
Oh, my God.
He told me that you guys thought some old man was in the garage watching you the other night, and he wanted to mess with you.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my God.
All right, Hazel. Good day to you.
You too.
All right. I'm going to go and watch Hulu now. And I'd recommend you do the same. There's a lot of naked people on there.
Okay.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.